Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Ever wonder how certain TV shows appear on our screens every year and who decides it? Well, in Europe, many of the TV series and films we see here have been bought at a giant conference in Cannes known as MIPCOM. And it's not just TV. There are also video games, animation techniques, as well as augmented and virtual reality. The Ireland on Screen stand in Cannes, managed by Enterprise Ireland, flew the flag for us last week. And one of the cartoons was known as Carlicons, which was represented by the former Irish ambassador to Berlin, London and Washington, no less, and now on the advisory board with Carlicons. Good morning, Daniel Hall.
Good morning, Joe. Good to talk to you.
What are Carlicons?
Okay, well, this is an attempt to create a children's entertainment brand based on the old leprechaun legend, but updated for today's world. So these leprechauns, called Carlicons because they live under Carlingford Lock, they are young, they are male and female, they're multiracial, and they're smartly dressed. So they're a contrast to the old leprechaun image, which is perhaps, it's a powerful image, of course. It's how you find it all over the world, as I've come across over the years. But it's a rather dated image, and this is an effort to update it and to turn it into a children's TV brand, which can become a global success story. We've never really had an Irish-themed children's TV venture before, and we hope that we can make the Carlicons into a global brand over the next number of years.
And what attracted you initially to an all-expenses-paid trip to the French Riviera for a week?
Well, I'm retired for the last couple of years, and I'm able to do things that are outside the box. And I was approached about a year ago by the people behind the Carlicons, and they asked me to become a brand ambassador. So I thought, well, why not? I'm retired, so I'm able to do these things. You know, I've been to these conventions and exhibitions over the years as a diplomat supporting Irish companies. But you know, in those circumstances, you go in for an hour, you sort of host a reception, have a few photographs taken and move on again. And this was a different experience for me because I was there for a full 2.5 days, and I really got to immerse myself in this extraordinary phenomenon with about 12,000 people taking part and hundreds of companies. I mean, the number of shows I saw being advertised that I'd never even heard of was quite a bewildering wake-up call to discover the sheer scale of this industry.
And how do small production companies, including those that make Carlicons, how do they stand out in a world which includes like Disney and Netflix and these huge players?
Well, of course, I mean, the huge players are there. They have enormous stands. I mean, just vast and lots of people working for them. But there are also thousands of smaller companies. And it's like a graft. You know, you have to kind of go around and you have to be, you know, walk the vast halls of this convention center in Cannes and go and see people. So we had myself and those who were there with me from Carlicons, we had a program of meetings, and we simply went around and knocked on doors and talked to people in the industry to tell them about our project and to build the kind of connections we will need in order to turn this venture into a global success story.
And did you sell any contracts
overseas? We weren't at the stage of selling, but of course other Irish companies had projects at different stages, and I was impressed by the fact that the Irish stand, there were 20 Irish companies there in all. And anytime I was there, it was a hub of activity. There were people. In fact, sometimes it was hard to find a seat at the Irish stand because there were so many meetings going on. So I would say that the Irish companies who were there had literally hundreds of meetings. We had probably 20 or 30 meetings in all during the time we were there. So we're very new. We're just starting off this venture. It's only been going a little more than a year. I've been only involved less than a year, actually. And therefore, we're at the very beginnings. But we are now a high-potential startup company recognized as such by Enterprise Ireland. So we're on the go, we're on the move, we're moving forward, and we're confident that we can actually make the grade here and break through into the sort of very competitive world of global animated TV aimed at children.
Now, can I ask you to put back on your old diplomatic hat? You were our man in Berlin, London and DC. Is Europe ready diplomatically and economically for a possible Donald Trump second term?
Well, we dealt with it before. I was in Washington during Donald Trump's first term, for most of his first term. So it wasn't easy, but we managed to do it. And the relationship between the EU and the US, had its problems obviously during that period. But it remained on a relatively sort of a positive path. Now, of course, there will be additional challenges this time round, because one of the things you don't know who's going to win. Firstly, you don't know how many of the things Donald Trump has talked about he'll actually try to do if he becomes president again. But one of the things he's certainly very keen on is the idea of imposing tariffs. And that would obviously be a major problem for the European Union and for Ireland in particular, because of the scale of our exports to the United States. So I think we will have a major challenge to try to deal with that, potential for Donald Trump to slap on a crude tariff. Now, no economist believes this is a good idea, but it's something that Donald Trump has believed for many, many years, that tariffs are a thing that can be used in a positive way to boost the American economy. So we're going to have to deal with that. And unfortunately, Europe is not maybe best placed these days, because the most powerful political figures in Europe are all rather weakened domestically. I'm thinking about Chancellor Scholz and President Macron. So it is going to require a concerted effort. I'm sure that European embassies in Washington are currently preparing the ground, reaching out to the Trump circle to try to find people that can become contacts and interlocutors between the European Union and the Trump circle should Trump become the next US president.
Will he win?
Well, I think I've been talking to people over the last few days, because I'm doing some things on the election in the next week or so, and I'm talking to people privately. And honestly, the private word I'm getting from people, from well-informed people, is the same as the public impression, which is that this is literally on a knife edge. But there's certainly every prospect that he will win. I think it's a 50-50 race. You can argue for a Trump win or for a Harris win, I think convincingly on both sides, but nobody seems to have a clear sense of how this race is going, which makes me believe that we will probably have to wait 3 or 4 more days before the result is known of this very, very close contest.
Thanks very much, Dan. That is Dan Mulhall, the former Irish ambassador to Berlin, London and Washington, and now on the advisory board of Carlycons. Back to
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.